This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back.
Hey,
what?
You're the worst.
Hold on, what?
So we're watching. Tobin showed me a picture of Japan and France playing.
Yep.
And a guy guarding Japan
in overtime right now.
In overtime, the guy guarding Japan, guarding Wembanyama, was it looked like he was 4'1".
He's legitimately like they have a guy
waist high.
There's a
waist high.
There's a viral photo going on of this gentleman for Team Japan who's 5'6", and he's next to Wembanyama who's 7'4".
Right. So I'm watching this,
whoa,
and I'm like, he goes, yeah, they're in overtime, which also caught me by surprise. That
yeah, for sure.
How can France be in overtime with Japan?
The France right now has four NBA players on the roster. They have Wembanyama, Gobert, Fournier, Batum. I don't know who the other individual is.
Right. Mm.
But they have four NBA players out there.
Right. So
did you say Batum?
Yeah.
Ah!
I know.
So then, to make it even worse,
the guy's name, by the way, is Yuki Togashi, who was
sounds like a little person. Yuki. Come here, Yuki. Right?
It's like, that's not a nickname.
So that's not the worst part. So Wembanyama goes inside, gets an N1. Tobin looks at me with a straight face and goes, I don't know what to tell you, but that guy guarding Wembanyama doesn't look, he looks very intangible.
What it said was, and if you're going to expose me, it said he looks quite intangible for Team Japan.
Right. Like, but I'm like, okay, that happens all the time.
Well, it does. I mean, that's fair.
How long do you think you can stand on that balance beam?
Just stand
that's
on
what
it?
We should go and do a balance beam routine and see who gets
does
the best.
Does it have to be the high one off the ground?
Oh,
yeah.
Scary.
It's scary.
I mean, you can. Oh, no, we ain't doing that. Oh, look at that.
Oh! Backflip.
Oh, it's Romania or is this Brazil?
Oh, this is Brazil. This is Brazil, yeah.
Well, she she
just kicked her own head.
No, but
yeah,
they don't do balance beam very good.
Is that good?
Because that's the second one that almost fell.
You
the first
about,
one
when
fell.
When you say they, you mean Brazil?
Brazil, yeah. Oh, Luke, she's got. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, blocked by Japan.
So we're consuming so much Olympic sports right now.
I mean, we got to have some action.
There's no way. There's no. Dude, there's no way she survives without falling.
Just so you know, Wembanyama just blocked the holy hell out of Yuki.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he didn't even have to jump.
Not a shocker.
He was so far. Oh, Wembanyama. Wembanyama pulls up for three. Brick. Rudy Gobert. What a stiff. Here comes Wembanyama again. Three. Bang!
Whoa.
Oh, the French are going crazy. Japan has given them all they can handle. Can they pull out one more comeback here? Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Right
Suni
now.
Suni Lee
is headed to the uneven bars?
Yes. They're all doing uneven bars right
now. Uneven bars. Right now, France is up six with 2:30 left. If they get a score here, it's going to be tough for Japan to come back here, Leroy.
Especially with all those giants.
Well, they've hung with them for this long. Oh, no.
Okay.
Wembanyama gets fouled by intangibles.
Oh, no.
Go to the line.
Is that Yuki again?
Nah, no. It was
Yuki's the short one.
No, they got an intangibles named Hawkinson.
You sure it's not Hawkinson?
It's not. Careful.
I'm just saying.
Don't know.
I'm just saying. Maybe.
Pronounced differently.
Maybe he was. Wait. So technically, let me ask you a question. If his dad was in the military, he could have been born in Japan.
He could have been.
Right.
Wow. And he knew he wasn't going to make the
year. I have a nephew in Okinawa right now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Josh Hawkinson, American-Japanese player.
Well, they got to put the Japanese on the end because, well, he's playing for Japan.
He played for the Washington State Cougars.
Nice, yeah. Nice.
He's 6'10". He looks like a baby.
He looks like a baby.
It's ridiculous.
Well, because you know what else makes him look smaller? He's a little thicker than Wembanyama.
Ah.
Right? So because he's thicker, it's hard to imagine him being, you know. And, I mean, Wembanyama has like an 8-foot reach, right? Wingspan.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, he does have a long wingspan.
He's basically built
like a windsock.
To learn about Joshua Hawkinson, he is American-born, Japanese professional player for the Sun Rockets Shibuya of the B-League.
Ah, yes.
Played college basketball for Washington State for the Cougs. Became a Japanese citizen in 2023.
Okay.
Just so he could play in the Olympics.
His father and mother are American.
His dad
played for Trinity Western, and his mom played for the Washington Huskies.
Okay.
Hoops family. They grew up in Seattle.
Grew up. So no one is...
No one's Japanese.
He is.
Well, he's became a citizen.
Okay, but he's Japanese.
But how is he Japanese?
Yeah. Well,
he became a citizen.
Played for Japan, plays in their league, and he became a citizen.
It's not enough for me.
It's exactly what Joel Embiid did.
Stuck it, Suni.
I mean, the ball don't lie. Look what he's been on.
Down eight. It's now or never for Japan. They need a three ball.
Three ball. How are you going to get Yuki over those Giants?
Oh, Yuki's got the Batum on him.
Oh, no.
Poor Yuki.
Oh, God.
Oh no, Yuki. Oh, he got it back. Yuki's got a cherry pick.
Let's go.
Oh, shoot the three, Yuki. Yuki. Oh, he had a look.
Come on, Yuki.
Yuki had a look. They got the steal back, had the open three. He choked.
What sport should we do in the Olympics? Just due to broadcasting.
We got everything right now, dude. There's too much sports out
there. I'm telling you what. I watched, I don't know if they call it bow and arrow.
Oh, no.
That's what I call it.
Archery?
She touched the ground.
Archery, yeah.
You're not allowed to touch the ground.
I got to tell you, this Rudy Gobert, oof.
Yeah, not good.
She's very lengthy because she had to avoid the bottom bar.
How come there's no talks of him getting benched for Jason Tatum?
Who?
True.
Rudy Gobert?
Does France want Tatum?
I don't know why everybody thinks that, like...
Oh, she stuck that.
He got five first-rounders for him.
All right, Yuki's coming back up. He's bringing the ball up. Swings it around. All right. Back out on top.
I don't see us in the top three, though. How is this possible?
Oh, look. Look. There's a...
Charlize Theron.
Is that Nicole Kidman?
No, Nicole Kidman, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Remember when we saw Aquaman?
You're like, that looks like Nicole Kidman.
I'm like, man.
And the guy behind the Billy Bob in front of us goes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, dude.
Apparently you were too loud.
She looks so young.
So we're not in the top three.
You
right
know,
now.
They look
but
like
it's only in rotation. That's not total team.
What
that's just
that
this
mean,
particular
though?
Rotation.
I don't like this.
Rotation
this
is like what group are you in? Who are you going in with?
Yeah.
But
no,
I haven't seen
no,
this.
No, there's
the top
five
three.
Rotations and you go to your number two rotation. That's all.
What?
Everybody has a different
not
spot.
Can, yeah, not everybody can do the uneven bars at the same time, Marcus.
No.
It's too crowded.
So everybody does an event at the same time, but different event. You see what I'm saying? So
but every time.
There's five events, there's five teams, and they all just rotate. So one team will do the uneven bars while one team's doing the balance beam, while one team's doing the floor exercise, while one team is doing the vault.
Yes.
And then they switch, and that's how they do the team competition.
But I'm saying every time they switch, I still don't see the U.S. in the top three anywhere.
No, this is...
And this one, I know I don't for sure. But then,
women's
like,
final,
then,
this is rotation two. So they haven't put the overall. When they put the overall up, the U.S. is number one.
I need to know what our overall score is or people are getting knuckle sandwiches.
Well, because keep in mind, the team that does the harder... I tell you who's not in the top three. Brazil. They had two girls barely make it through the balance beam.
Very true. Or,
huh?
We don't know that Brazil.
Yes, we do.
We don't know.
We don't know they can make a cup. I said they're not in the top three. That's all I said because I saw one girl fall off and one girl do the three times.
What was it?
Ooh.
Oh. All right. It's a technical term.
Right.
Yes.
She's going to lose it.
We'll take a quick break. More to come back after this.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, big news out of camp. Big news out of Dolphins camp.
Hey, woo! I'm just watching. You know, they practice first, Marcos. I didn't know.
Yes.
The balance beam is only 4 inches wide.
Mm. Wow.
And
oh, my. What does she do?
That's just practice.
You know, so, she actually has a move I saw where she, like, spins on the balance beam on one leg while she's crouching.
Hey.
Yeah.
Marcos goes, I said, hey, the balance beam is only 4 inches wide. He goes, that's because they have little feet. He said, I could never do that.
He's right, man.
I'm like, come on, dude. Like, that.
She's 4'8". How small are her feet, you think?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it matters.
4 inches?
No, it matters.
Look at that. That's more than 4 inches.
That's right. I agree.
My feet would So could I grip with a pinky toe on the side? Like,
not your pinky toes.
No, not yours. Yeah.
Why
are you
looking like that?
Like, I mean, here's what I hate.
Minus one.
I hate the fact that this dude sits here and makes fun of me like he would do much better.
I didn't claim that I could. I didn't claim I was a hawk who could grip it with my talons.
No, I'm just saying. All of our feet would hang off the side, right?
I don't know. I may have a little bit extra.
Oh, he got that. He got that frog suction.
Stunt Steve says the name of the last 2 hours of the podcast is just watch. Listen to us react to the Olympics. It's really bad because we're being so judgmental. Leroy's like, the Brazilians, they can't do the balance beam.
Everyone we watched, they almost fell off. Is that not accurate?
It is accurate.
So why? What am I saying? That's so wrong.
I'm saying this guy's two intangibles for Team Japan.
It's really not good.
Like what the Olympics is making me become.
Drew Smith, get
the hell out of here, Drew Smith.
Great.
Oh, but I do have camp news.
Oh yes,
camp news.
Camp news. How many more days we got this?
Camp? Well, we don't have we have joint practices next week.
Against
Falcons.
Against the Falcons.
Yeah. All right.
This is from the great Adam Beasley.
Bees,
as we call him.
He says, Jalen Wright.
Heard of him.
And Kader Kohu.
Oh.
Get into a scrap.
Oh.
And Patrick Paul.
Okay. He's a giant.
Yes.
Ended it. With a would-be suplex of Kohu.
Whoa. Yeah.
Wow.
That's how that works.
Yeah, it makes sense, more or less.
That's how that works.
A would-be suplex, though.
A would-be suplex.
Is that... They didn't start yet, right?
Who?
For
realsies?
No way.
No, I think it starts now.
No, she already fell.
Oh, she fell?
Who? What? No.
Yeah.
That's not Simone Biles, is it?
No.
No, it's not Simone Biles.
She didn't even do her.
Yeah, David Verona says we have a little bit of a dust up during short yard situation. Jalen Wright and Kader Kohu going back and forth. Patrick Paul picked up Kohu, nearly suplexing him.
Wow,
what the hell's going on over there?
You know,
dude,
what?
You be
tenacity, dude. No.
Can I tell you what it is?
A little cacao. What'd you
call it? Can I tell you what it is? You're getting about tired of practicing against the same dudes.
Already?
Yeah.
2 days in pads?
No way. Because they're going to fight next week, too.
But the cornerbacks and the DBs, the same guys.
Hmm.
Right?
Let's see.
Kader
Kohu is 5'10".
Yeah.
Probably under 200, right?
Yeah, for sure. 186. So
Patrick Paul. Like, I don't like that. Patrick Paul just picking me up like
just
a baby.
Picking me up?
Like, yeah. I would not like the feelings of a 6'8 guy just picking me up.
I'm telling you, that happened to me. I remember on the golf course one time.
Whoa.
I was mad. And I was mad at my boy, Keith Byers, right?
Yeah.
And he's the nice guy in the world.
And why were you mad?
I was mad. Just a whole bunch of rules stuff and stuff like that.
Oh.
So.
Sound like a sore loser?
No.
Okay.
No. So I said, you know what? I'm done. I ain't golf with you guys. You guys don't know the rules. What? Blah, 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 blah. I can't do this. It's too much mess. He goes, you ain't leaving here mad. And he put his hand over my shoulder.
Ah.
And his forefinger was on my nipple. And his thumb was on my back. And I was like, oh my God.
I guess I'm not leaving.
Wait, I say, okay. Right? I'm like, it felt like, and another thing, which brings me to another point.
Mm.
Why do the dragons look like Godzilla and sound like Godzilla?
Nah,
I don't know. Yeah, they can't find anything new.
Right.
Oh, I saw how she fell off the thing. I mean,
Her entrance.
Did you see her initial?
Oh, she just got cocky?
Look, no, that's her entrance.
Her entrance is a front flip onto the balance beam.
That's what they all do.
She got cocky.
No, they all do that.
The coach gave her a little bit of a, all right, you know.
Look.
Oh,
parents
no.
are embarrassed. Gina and Timothy Childs.
You say they're embarrassed?
Oh, mom looked pretty embarrassed.
She was just, you know.
She had a couple of other little. That thing is small, man. She stuck the landing.
Stuck the landing.
She did stick the landing, but, you know.
Oh, boy.
Tough to come back from. She knows.
Yeah.
She knows.
She tried to do a front flip on a 4-inch bar.
Yeah, you know what? Guess who's finding their own way home now.
I would tell you, we would
this
have.
This is so brutal.
We would have problems.
This is brutal.
Sitting and standing up.
This is so brutal.
Just like, it.
4 years to get to this.
Right. It's all dependent on this moment.
Well, no, they do the worlds. They do.
Yeah, but it's for the Olympic gold.
I'm talking about the Olympics.
Oh,
dude.
That's.
Is that a low score? I don't know. What
they see that red arrow.
Thanks
stock is down.
Now boo.
Now
stock is down.
Looking up at Romania.
Russian judges.
No, U.S. is still in first. Look.
Manila?
Dade South says that Tobin just tries to balance Jim Beam.
You don't have to balance that.
Point.
Oh, wait.
For Twitter.
I'm just saying, like
she's not doing, that's not the U.S., though.
No. She's Mexican.
Yeah, but why are they doing this?
Balance beam?
Why are they doing what?
Are there two teams that do balance beam?
Everybody's doing balance beam.
No, they don't do it all at the same time. They do other events. Yeah. Like you rotate.
They're on rotation. She's not Team USA. That's Italy.
Right, but I'm saying U.S. is doing balance beam also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so there's more than one country that does.
You do it as a pocket. Like you're going up against the same people.
Okay.
Mexican.
So the whole team.
Yeah, you don't do like, it's not like every American does balance beam right now.
Oh, really? No. I thought it was every. Okay.
You don't know gymnastics.
Or is she Italian?
No, I'm telling you. When you do a rotation, everybody does.
Italian.
But they don't do it back to back. But they all do balance beam.
Wait a minute, Mexico and Italy.
It's just, there's no Mexico.
What are we doing here with these flags?
Is that, so that's Italy, right?
That's Italy.
Okay.
Esposito.
Yeah.
This is the same flag.
She's been pretty smooth so far. But
she's been pretty smooth. Here comes the dismount.
So here's the thing, though.
She didn't do no flips like the other girls
did. Well, she doesn't need to. You know, this is kind of like she's just got to run out the clock.
Oh, hop.
Pretty good.
A little hop.
Pretty
not good. Bad. Pretty not good. Bad. Pretty she good. Did better than Chiles.
Yeah, she's feeling herself.
Sure. She's not Mexican.
She's not Mexican.
What's up with these flags?
Look at the flag, though. You can tell on the flag. It's Italy.
Yeah, there's no eagle on
it. No, and the Italian flag is blue, right? It's not green?
No. It's
no, you guys
thing.
Are terrible at geography.
What? The Italian flag is blue, red, and green. No. Blue, white, and green.
It's green, red, and white.
Green, red, and white.
Blue, white, and green?
What?
He said blue.
You just made it France.
No, that's blue, there's white, no green red. In France.
Yeah, there's no, but you said blue. There's no blue in Italy.
It's green, white, and red.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Gotcha.
Mexico has an eagle on it in the middle.
But same colors.
Same colors.
See?
Yeah.
Hungary.
Ooh, wow, that was crazy look.
Hungarian flag.
You just saw nothing, then you saw a face.
Is the thing we're worst at
like
speaking
that.
Or just geography?
I think geography for sure. Because sometimes you have some good words.
I'm going to just say, speaking has
She did the spinny thing. Oh, she messed up.
Oh, she got it.
That's the Simone Biles. That is the spinny Simone Biles trick.
And they're probably like, hey, grandma.
You can't do that.
I'm going to tell you like this.
You can't do my move.
As bad as geography kicks our ass, speaking does kick our ass periodically.
Words.
Means. Do you think Mike McDaniel ever like wants to ride on the shoulders of Patrick Paul so he feels like a giant?
Oh, for sure.
Man.
It's a giant.
It'll be. I tell you what, though. They win the championship. He will be the easiest coach to lift.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh.
Well, I like it. I like when he wins in the
locker. Y'all see when they lifted tuna. They had to put their legs into it.
Yeah, dude. Wow. Well, I like when he speaks to the team. Like, they put him on a step stool.
Oh, they do. See that's right.
Yeah. Like, you can see the hard knocks. They lifted his ass up.
Okay, so is she doing balance beam, right? Yeah.
We need it, man. We need all the points we can.
She needs to make
The U.S. is still in first place, though.
We are nervous.
In this rotation. Overall?
No, overall.
That says rotation.
No, they're in rotation three, but overall
she
they're
looks nervous.
First.
Come
is
on.
That over?
Come
she
on,
does look nervous. She saw her teammate fall. How could
she knows she
got to
make up. Maybe this isn't her strong suit.
That's the thing. You know? Like, we just assuming they are. Oh,
maybe
look.
Old
friend. Hey.
Got to be balanced.
No flipping. There you go. Just gradually. Yeah.
She
might have the bubble guts.
Oh, all right.
We're going to start with the split.
Oh, she's going to do the spinny.
A little crouchy thing.
The spinny.
Oh, she did the spinny.
Oh,
style.
No.
Kept it.
It was a little wobbly.
It was a little
you
wobbly.
See them
she's
arms.
Right. She's all right. She's all right.
She's doing her thing.
We haven't even got to the jumps yet. Doing some push ups. Right.
The spinny thing is pretty cool.
Now she got the twinkle toes.
You got to admit.
They always do the hand thing.
Oh, there she goes. Oh, nailed it. Oh, with a split.
Whoa,
and now the backflip.
You got to do a double flip.
On a 4-inch beam.
This is very impressive.
Look, her feet are grabbing.
Listen,
look at her feet grabbing.
If she was, yeah, but.
Why can't my feet grab?
Well, no, we've seen.
Because you're not a hawk.
We've seen your feet, Lima.
If she was.
Hey,
nervous,
you think the balance beam would bend in the middle if we stood on it?
Probably.
like one of them old busted up horses.
Well, Leroy, if Sunny was nervous, she's not showing it in the action.
Oh, look at this. She's
coming through strong.
Here it comes.
This is a flawless
the dismount.
Here comes the dismount.
She's making it
up.
She kicked her head. The head kick.
Well done.
Yes.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Going for the dismount.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Ten. That's a 10.
Did you see
ten,
that?
10.
She went.
10.
She went.
Wait.
Backwards?
Yeah. That was crazy.
Wow.
Gymnastics, huh?
What a performance that was.
Cool. You ever notice
Majestic.
Can I just put this out there?
Yeah.
All right.
Don't get mad at me.
This is careful.
This is not good.
Don't get mad at me.
I can already tell.
We're on thin ice already today.
The gymnastics coach never looks like a gymnast.
Okay.
They always, when they go to the sideline, they always hugging Big Mama, right?
Please stop.
Am I lying?
Please stop.
Okay, let's pay attention.
Oh, okay, so I gotta look at every. I gotta.
No! Look at that. You see that underneath reverse?
Ow.
You know what? Last time I saw that was in like a Kung Fu movie. Never martial arts.
Never seen anything like that.
It's a Matrix.
Yep.
The sunny is shining down on Team USA right now, Leroy.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Oh, the family is proud.
Stuck
That's
Atlantic.
Her sisters. Stuck is that Atlantic, Cheyenne?
Sure. Cheyenne.
You, with an S.
Do you know them? Oh, okay.
Huh. Oh, you said you asked
these people?
No, I was trying to figure out if it was an S in front of the H.
Oh, God.
Because most people spell Cheyenne with a C.
Can I get the score, please? I need to know.
Judges
if my
are taking long. This is like a split decision.
What
in
is the deliberation?
See, in that rotation, Japan is first. But in the overall,
what has changed?
The U.S. is first.
Well, we better be moving up like
just now. In the rotation.
Perfect score.
Can't get a perfect score in this.
What?
She did too many. She did.
No, that was perfect.
No, that was
it's
good.
Not perfect.
It was as perfect.
You don't know what a good score is.
I know what a good score
is. What's a good score?
10.
That's right. It should be a good score.
No, she'll get way more than 10. No, she can get like 14 or 15.
Well, that's because there's three judges.
No.
Ah, good call.
No.
Good call.
That's not how it goes. Oh, it goes your score compared to your.
She's happy. Oh, are we moving on?
Canada.
Oh,
here we go.
We're back.
Here we go.
Vault.
Let's see this.
Big money.
Damn, Ellie got some. She got some height on that
she
one.
She did.
Dude.
Yeah. But she's Canadian though. So you. Know.
What does that mean?
What does that have to do with height?
Well, you know.
And they get to spring.
Here we
off.
Go. Oh, we got the score.
14-6.
She actually doesn't look. They never look happy.
No penalty.
No penalty.
Difficulty.
Execution 8.2.
Man.
Oh.
Just
so, I don't think, what's the highest score you can get?
What is the highest score you can get in gymnastics?
China. No.
20?
No, 10. 10.0 in the floor exercise, first done by Nadia Comaneci.
What did she just do?
Right?
Was that the balance beam?
Don't, you're so proud of yourself.
Yeah.
What was the name?
That was a big thing
Nadia
when I was a kid.
Comaneci?
So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
What is the highest score you can get in balance beam? That's what you got to put.
There isn't one perfect score.
Because the difficulty of your...
Because of varying difficulties. But a score under the current system typically lands between 12 and 15.
Angie D'Amato looks a little bit shook
here. She
13 or better. Anything in the 14s is excellent and puts you in medal contention.
She put 14.6.
Oh, look at that.
She was a monster.
Yeah.
Do we get to drop lowest score like in a biology class?
I think you take the top three.
Yes. Gee, can I curve...
You take the top three. So you have five women, right?
Yeah.
I think you take the top three.
Sorry,
she doesn't really impress me. Oh, she just kind of did the worm thing. That was kind of cool.
Nah, she's trying to trick you.
They always now watch when they get set. Watch how they do the arm thing.
She's laying down.
Like she's gonna go to the corner, spin around.
Yeah. Are they doing the spinny thing?
Oh!
Wow. That was only two.
She didn't hold it.
That was pretty good. That was almost like she was blocking.
Now watch. Watch when she gets to the end.
Yeah.
She gets to the end to do her thing. She's going to turn. Hands up. Watch.
Ooh. Little wiggle.
Watch. Hands up. Yeah. Oh, boy. Deep breath.
Oh, pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Pretty good. That wasn't, it was as difficult.
That wasn't a 14.
That was easy.
That was a great dismount.
That was a 13-8 if I've ever seen one.
Great dismount.
Look at me. I'm giving scores now.
Wow.
Olympics.
Well, they'll be giving scores coming up at the James L. Knight Center. We got a big boxing match coming up there next Saturday. Misfits Boxing.
Ooh.
And a man who has trained Jake Paul for nearly all of his professional career.
Wow.
BJ Flores. Used to be a cruiserweight championship contender.
Nice.
He is running a lot of this whole thing with the matches and all the fun that's coming to the James L. Knight Center. So, BJ, talk a little Jake Paul v. Mike Tyson with him. He's coming up next.